A week of civil unrest in Tehran has led the leader of the Islamic Revolution to intervene. In a Friday prayer speech, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei called the June the 12th presidential elections an epic event and said the possibility of vote rigging is almost zero. Gisu Misha Ahmadi was there and she spoke to us.
Father of the Iranian nation, Ayatollah Khamenei, has stepped in to end a week-long civil unrest in the aftermath of the country's disputed presidential elections. Addressing millions who turned out in downtown Tehran, Ayatollah Khamenei praised the people's huge 85% turnout in the June 12th presidential elections and called it a great show of responsibility towards their country and a defeat for Iran's enemies. He also slammed the Western media and governments for what he called their propaganda campaign to sow seeds of division in Iran.
Our foreign enemies are fanning the flames and trying to divide the nation, but we're completely aware of their plans.
Those who are against the Islamic Republic are taking advantage of this situation.
Like previous elections, if there is any problem, it should be sorted out through legal means. We have everything under control, and if vandals think that they have found an opportunity, they're wrong.
Ayatollah Khamenei called for an end to illegal street protests and urged those responsible for staging them to cultivate brotherhood and kindness and to pursue election complaints through legal means. And he definitely did not mince his words. Now the two defeated candidates, Mir Hossein Mousavi and Mehdi Karoubi, have to choose between listening to the leader or standing responsible for the consequences of holding illegal demonstrations. Gisem Shahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.
Well, the United States says it will not get involved in what's been happening in Iran following the June the 12th presidential elections.
We're not going to be used as political foils and political footballs in a debate that's happening by Iranians in Iran. There are many people in the leadership that would love us to get involved. Yeah, and would love to trot out the same old foils they have for many years. That's not what we're going to do.
Well, the White House spokesman says the events in Iran will not make it harder for the U.S. to engage the Iranian government. Robert Gibbs believes it is already hard enough to start talks after 30 years. He says the U.S. efforts are mainly focused on the Iranian nuclear program rather than on other issues. The British government has announced that it has an unprecedented total of $1.6 billion worth of Iranian assets in its possession. The British Treasury has said that the total value of Iranian assets frozen in the UK under the EU and UN sanctions against the country amounted to approximately £1 billion. The announcement was made in writing to the British Parliament. The statement gave no further details. The United States has also kept billions of dollars worth of Iranian assets in its possession since the country's Islamic Revolution in 1970.